Tonight's shir, Siman Taf Kufnun Dalid, Sif Aleph through Dalid. Taf Kufnun Dalid, Devarim HaAsurim, Tisha B'Av. These are things that are forbidden on Tisha B'Av. Sif Aleph, Tisha B'Av, Asur, Berchitza, V'Sicha, Unilas HaSandal, V'Tash V'Shamita. On Tisha B'Av, it's forbidden to wash, to anoint, to wear shoes, to be intimate with your spouse. Notice it doesn't mention eating and drinking. That we know. It's a tainus. You're not getting a drink. In addition to not eating and drinking, you have these additional restrictions. The asur likrois b'teira, nevim uchsufim, and special for Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to learn teira, nevim, ksuvim, lost the lashon likrois. For mikra, tosha b'chsavitz likrois, for lishnois b'mishna b'midrash u'b'gemara, for tosha b'alpeh, you can't learn mishna b'midrash gemara. Because the pasuk says, "Pekudei Hashem yisharim nesamachelev." The laws of Hashem are straight and give the heart happiness. So therefore, we may not learn on Tisha B'Av because we avoid happiness.
What does he need to say? Mishum shenemar pekudei Hashem besamach. Without that, it would be, make a difference.
That's the mocker. The Gemara says that's how we learn it.
But so it's throughout, we don't have makaras for the ruling.
That's true. This is so unique. As a halacha, you shouldn't learn. Even the children in Cheder don't learn. And if you take a look, and there's no Mishnah Berurah, but they're going to bear halacha on this line, B'teilim Bo, why aren't the children learning? So he brings a taz, the Isser Shal Tinoikis ain't a tam Yishum Shehem Semeichem. It's not because the kids enjoy it. The Vad Eilehem Semeichem, kids don't enjoy it. Shem HaMalamit, Semeich B'Teveitas, the Malamit. That's why we don't do it. So Tinoikish Reis Rabin B'Teilim Bo, because the Rebbe can't teach them. Aval Kairehu, what can you read? What Tosha B'Chsav is allowed? Be'iyuv, you're allowed to learn Iyuv. U'edvarm ha'im Shebi Yirmiyo, or the bad parts of Yirmiyo. V'miyesh b'neim psukim necham et zirchel dalgam. If you get to psukim that talk about comforting of Klal Yisrael, you skip those psukim. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Aleph, Asur B'chitza V'chulu V'asur L'kos B'Torah, you can't bathe, you can't learn Torah. These isurim are the entire day. They don't end at chatzos. Even during twilight, until the stars are out. It doesn't help to daven ma'ariv early, tishba of the afternoon. You're still going to be asur until the stars are out. But people who go about the non-Jews, and they're busy doing business dealings after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av, Osan Mutarim Lin Ol, they could wear shoes. Ayin Lekamon, Sif Yizayin, Agob, Mishnah Berurah, we'll talk about this later, Sif Yizayin, Umehem Lomdu Kul Mahokel, and so they said, oh, once I can do that, I can do everything. You have to protest, it's wrong. It's nothing is mutar after Chatzos. The only thing that changes is you can sit on a chair instead of sitting on the floor. That's it. Sifkat Beis Haraim, you're allowed to learn the difficult parts, the bad parts of Yisefer Yirmiyah. V'ra'os Akum Osa Likros, but to read about bad things that occur to non-Jews, you don't read. V'matinoikos Osa Lilmod Aftaram Haram. Now, children, you don't teach anything, even these bad parts of Yirmiyah. Rakmutu Lilmod Lo Hachum, you could teach a child about the destruction of the temple. Deinu El Sipu Devarim, it's a story, you mashabale of a tinuk, and it makes them feel bad. Some say you're allowed to teach children the Devarim Haraim, like Eve and so on. We're only referring here to the learning that the kids do in their regular Seder of Yom, the Hainu Chumash and Gemara. That's what you can't teach them. You can't teach them Chumash and Gemara. So the Mechab begins by telling us that there are parts of Torah Shebichsav you can learn. You can learn Eve and parts of Sefer Yirmiyah. And Sif Beis tells us what you can learn in Torah Shebaal Peh. Sif Beis, Umutr Lomod Medrash Eicha, you can learn the Medrash of Sefer Eicha. Uperek Yelam Agalachin, third perek Moed Kotten, V'chein Lomod Perish Eicha, Perish Iyuv, and you can learn commentary on Eicha and Iyuv. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Gimel Eicha, V'chein Agadas Achorim, Perek HaNezalkin, Perek HaChilek. You could also learn the Agadata, that what happened during the Churban in Meseches Gittin, Perek HaNezalkin, and Maseches Sanhedrin Perek Chelik. For the Kos Bachurban Iskar B'Yosifin Mutter, to read the account in Josephus or Yosifin, if you learn it's a different sefer, you're allowed to read about the account of the Churban. Sifkat Dalid Megalchin Perek Eilu Megalchin Afalgav the Yeshba Kama Dini Menuda Umuchum Nalamais. If you don't know the Magachin, you're going to come across halachas relevant to people who are nidu in Cherem. You can still learn it. But to give an exchange back and forth in halacha discussion is forbidden. The Taz writes this as well. Even when you're allowed to learn, you learn the simple meaning, not with what we call derech pilpul or depth. Even to think about a way to resolve a difficulty is forbidden. Because it'll be simcha when he comes to a good resolution. Now, there's a lot of discussion in the notes on the side that the Chazanish felt that if you're allowed to learn, you're allowed to learn. And you can think about it and go in depth as well. And there's a shayla about learning bechavusa. And the Chazanish said you can learn bechavusa also. The real question that I find fascinating is, let's say I don't want to learn. If a person does not want to learn in Tisha B'Av, is he obligated to learn? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is he obligated to learn those things that he's allowed to learn? Or on Tisha B'Av, there's no Talmud Torah. And the Kaf HaChaim quotes the Ritva that says there's no Talmud Torah. You're part of the Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. There's no Bittul Torah, so to speak. If I don't want to learn, don't learn. There's no Bittul Torah. So, it's Taka Ritva, Moed Katan. And he brings two shitas. And he brings it here from Shlomo Zalman, but the Kaf HaChaim already before brought this up. Many Achronim write, of course you have to learn. There's what to learn. You have to learn. You can't excuse yourself that I'm not interested. There's what to learn, so you have to learn. It's not like one day a year there's no Talmud Torah. But Lamai Sudva says there is. There is such a shita. So Ram Chaim Levin Shlita once asked, what's pshat in this Ritva? Like, how do you understand? There's a good argument. There's things you're allowed to learn, so you should be obligated. What does it mean? There's no obligation to learn on Tisha B'Av B'chol. So he explained, the things you are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av are things that you don't enjoy. To learn Torah without enjoyment is not Talmud Torah. The definition of Talmud Torah is to learn with Geshmak, to learn with Simcha. And if you're not allowed to learn with Simcha, there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah. There are things you can learn without Simcha, fine, but there's no bit of Torah, because to learn without Geshmak is not Torah. It's Gevaldik Teres. That's Uptaych in the Ritva. Reciting Tehillim? Yeah. We'll get to that shortly. Se'iv Gimel. Yesh Misha Oser Lilmod Aidei Hirhur. There are those who say you can't even think in Divrei Torah. Se'iv Kohen Hei Mishdebru Aidei Hirhur. After Hir Lav Kadiba Dami, even though the rule is thinking is not the same as speaking. Shani Hacha, this is different. The Iker Taima, what's the whole reason that you're not supposed to learn Mishum Simcha because of Simcha? Obehir hor Iker Simcha, when you think and learning, there's also Simcha. Omehai Taima, also Lumud Eza Drush O Kusha O Teretz, and therefore, you shouldn't be learning a Drasha or a Kasha or a Teretz, Afilu B'Dvaram Haram, even in the things that are the hard parts of Irmia and Eiv Vereisha, Simcha Hilo, because there's Simcha there too. Now, as far as paskening shayla, it's only paskening either unless it's necessary right now, like answering a shayla for someone who's ill. And we don't judge in financial issues the din hainu Torah, because again, judging is Torah. If the litigants cannot wait till tomorrow, they have to get going. Actually, the shari maybe would be lenient to Havi Karam. It's like a special case when people need him. He could be able to resolve the issue on Tisha B'Av. Se'if Dalet. Umutu l'krois kol seder hayon. It is permitted to daven the standard order of the day that includes psukim. U'parshas ha-kabanos. You're allowed to say the kabanos. U'mishnas ezehu makayman. The mishnas ezehu makayman. Hagod, Ramah says, Umutu lachs or parashah b'tishah b'av, we could also marv sedra on Tisha B'Av. So Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkan vav, Umutu likros kol seder hayom. First of all, you can say the psukim that are part of davening, Hainu, Kriyashma, Birchosel, the brachas of Kriyashma, Kol ma'ashayach le'birchas tefillah, whatever goes into davening, this is the psukim, psukim zimra, all these psukim you're allowed to say. Sifkan zayinu parashah kabanus, and Mishnah's Ezim Akoyman, the Logarwa Kolze Mashakar Mitaram Haftiyam Benavi. It's not different than laning. Haftira. Vakol Meshu Sedayom. If it's the Seder Hayom, it's Mutter. Vinohagin Loma Tehillim Vishir Hayichud Bemincha. The minig is to say Tehillim in the afternoon and the Shehayuch in the afternoon. You notice the Ches Shartzion points out that the Derech Chaim says you don't say Tehillim even in the afternoon. You just say the Shehayuch. Aval Gav, the Osir B'Talmud Torah Kol Yom, even though you're not supposed to learn all day, Tzarech Lomi, you'd have to say the Sfrilin that we hold, Kivuchu Derech Bakosha Shori, it's like asking. We're not doing it for the sake of learning. Our Tehillim is more like a request. However, with Posna Nohagin Loma the Marachos Shul Emesh Veshal Yom Bechei Nachon. In Posna, the minig was the following day to say yesterday's and the days. In other words, on Yud, they'd say Tes and Yud, and they wouldn't say Tehillim on Tisha B'av. Vechei Nachon, that's proper. So the Mishnah Berurah basically brings different shittas if you say Tehillim or not, and it's a machlokes. Ube Ma'amodos B'vadi Loma, certainly you do not say the Psukim of Ma'amodos. Vayana Kamans Metafku from the Tes Sifdal, De Loma Pitam Keteris. We'll say later on that we don't say Pita Makatiris or Inam Seder Yom. It's not considered Seder Hayom. The Kolshkan Shein Loma Seder Kabbanas Kasim Besof Simon Aleph. We're not going to say the Kabbanas like a person has a Chatas. You're not going to say the Chatas Karban and so on. Umasha Kasim Shulchan Aruch Parsh Kabbanas Say Parsh Hatomid. Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to say Kabbanas. All he's referring to is Parshas Hatomid. Sivkan Ches Umutter Lachser HaParsha B'Tisha B'Av, and you could do the Parsha on Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? No. The Bal Kaveh, Kedmar said, referring to the said he's going to lane. The laning, Kisar Lubonim, that's what we lane at Tisha B'Av morning. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's allowed to prepare.
How does he get that out of the Shulchan Aruch's words? It doesn't say that. It's a Hakabah B'Mayah Skinan. You just take something and just restricting it out of its
existence. Right, because it can't mean Parsha Shavua.
But the Shulchan Aruch could have said.
Well, let's take a look in Shara, see in a second. So he does that. But in any event, so he says, it's talking about the Bal Kaveh, preparing the Kriya. V'ayin afil mincha, he could prepare for mincha leining too, v'ayichal. Dile b'shach, it's pash kisol pshita de'ena ma'orahu, because maybe you'll say it's pashat, you could do kisol, that's me'ena ma'ora. So it's inonin de'yoyma, but the chiddush is even v'ayichal. If you look in Shara, see in your aleph, this is a mug in Avram. V'lo hetakti perish a taz. And I didn't want to bring down the taz's opinion. That a person's minig, Kedmar Sedra, this is his day to do Shnayim Mikachatagum. So Taz says, you can. Let's say Tishba came in on a Thursday. So for him, it's Sedra Yod. The Yorabba Kosav Gavkin Hachi, Eliyahu says it too. Mishum the Kama Achorim Efakhlim said, the reason I didn't quote it is because many Achorim disagree. Ayin Ha Shalom, because of Koshabu Lachal, Hakim Makal. Also, he's looking at Magen Avraham. It seems all of them hold. Now, that's interesting. In Ovel, during Shiva, can do Mar B'Sed, Shem Echatagum. But on Tisha B'Av, I guess the Mishnah felt it's the Achronim overwhelmingly disagree with the Taz, who learned Mar B'Sed means Mar B'Sed, literally, Parsha means the Sedra, but he says not. So the most of davening we say, the few things we skip, he doesn't mention the yom. Later on we'll talk about this. The things that we don't do in the morning, we wait till the afternoon. The only other thing that's relevant to this, we'll discuss later, is kriyishma, when you put on tefillin by mincha. Mishnah Berurah says later on that when you put on tefillin by mincha, you shouldn't say kriyishma because that's not seder hayom. It's one thing to say kriyishma in the morning, that's seder hayom. But what's the Seder Hayom? Put on the tefillin mincha time, say Kriya Shema. He doesn't bring any chalkim, but there are those who are chalk. There are those who disagree and say the minig is that you say Kriya Shema with your tefillin, and that they therefore it is Seder Hayom. So some of these things, you know, the Mishnah brings one mahalach and others disagree, but with the Tehillim, he brings it as a machlokes. And when people ask me, I tell not to say Tehillim. But there are Tzedot in both ways with the Tehillim. Kriya Shema by tefillin. If that's your family minig, you say it. I say Krishna Batfilnan. I say Krishna Batfilnan, but I know the Mishnah says not to, but there's definitely those who say differently when it comes to that as well. Because again, we're not saying it to learn Torah. We're saying it as as part of what we call the Seyed Ayom with Batfilnan.
Is there an issue doing Tashlumim for Ma'ariv, for the Mincha on Erev Tisha B'Av?
If a person forgot that Mincha Erev Tisha B'Av?
Yeah.
He could dive into the second Shmoneh Esrei. Wouldn't be an issue.